We mentioned last time in Machlokas HaRishonim, what's the din if a person forgets to count Sfira? Tosus in Masechta Menachos writes that even if a person forgets to count Sfira one full day, he can still count with a bracha. He can count the next days with a bracha. And we know the famous sheet of the Bahag is that if you forget one day completely, then you can't continue counting at all. He doesn't even talk about counting with a bracha, but he says there's no point in counting any future day in Sfira because the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer can only be fulfilled if it's going to be a complete Sfira each and every day. What's the Machlokas Tosus and the Bahag? So we explained last time that they seem to be arguing about what the concept of Tamimos means. You know, the Pasuk in Parashas Emesh says, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena, that Sfira Sa'omer has to be Tamimos, it has to be complete. So the question is, what does the concept of Tamimos mean? According to the Bahag, Tamimos means that every day has to be counted. Right? You have to count each and every day. That presumably the Pasha Pshat, as we described, the Prima Godim and the Sefer HaChinuch explained the Bahag is saying that Sfira Sa'omer is one big mitzvah. So therefore, if you don't count each and every day, then you're missing in the Tamimos, you're missing in the whole mitzvah. So according to the Bahag, the word Tamimos requires that we count each and every day. According to Tosfos, the word Tamimos is not Mechayev that we count each and every day, but rather that we count at the beginning of the 24-hour period. The Tamimos means that it's not enough to count a day, but you have to count a day by night. Right? That you have to count at night because that's the beginning of the 24-hour period. So that's why Tosfos says that if you don't count by night, then Tosfos claims that you can't count by day. You missed something. In that particular day of Sfira, you've missed the proper counting because the concept of Tamimos tells us that you have to count each and every day at the beginning of the 24-hour period. Tosfos actually goes one step further. Tosfos says this idea of Tamimos is so important to count at the beginning of each and every day that Bizman Hazeh Tosfos feels that you really should count. You should count Ben Hashmoshes. We mentioned that there's a machlokas with the Sfira Sa'omer nowadays is still a mitzvah deraisa, or is it only a mitzvah derabanan? Tosfos is of the opinion that it's only a mitzvah derabanan Bizman Hazeh. The Tosfos says that if Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah derabanan and Sveika derabanan lekula, so then it should come out that not only should one be able to count Ben Hashmoshes, you should be able to count during a time of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, but rather it's better to count during Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Why? Because Tosfos holds that the concept of Tamimos requires that we count at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of the 24-hour period, which means to count at night. So it's even better to count Ben Hashmoshes at a time of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, because then you know when Vaday Laila begins, you have counted that day. A tremendous chiddush of Tosfos, because Tosfos is assuming Tamimos does not require that we count each and every day. I mean, there is a mitzvah to count each and every day, but if you miss a day, that won't affect the count of the next day. Tamimos requires that we count at the beginning of the 24-hour period. Begin, since the 24-hour period begins at night, then the chiyuv is to count at night. So says Tosfos, the chiyuv is to count at night, then bizman hazeh sfira sa'omer derabanan, and it's better to count during Ben Hashmoshes, because then we know that each and every that the entire day is going to be counted. We mentioned Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is choshesh for both shitas. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's appropriate if a person forgets to count the day of Sfira, he should still continue counting to be choshesh for the Balei Tosfos, that even if he misses a day, he could still fulfill the mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer for the next day, but he shouldn't make a bracha to be choshesh for the shita of the Bahag, that perhaps once you've missed a day, then you've lost the opportunity to count Sfira for the other days, so therefore you shouldn't make a bracha, be choshesh for the shita of the Bahag, but also be machmer for the Balei Tosfos to continue counting for the rest of the days of Sfira. We find this idea that the poskim are machmer for the shita of the Bahag in a different context as well. In a very famous shaila that the Achronim raise, we find this idea that the poskim are choshesh for the shita of the Bahag. Which shaila am I referring to? The Shari Tshuva in Simen Tov Pei Tes and Os Chav quotes the Birka Yosef, who says that what happens if a katan becomes bar mitzvah during the days of Sfira? What does he do? So he's counted Sfira Sa'omer as a katan, midin chinuch, but now that he's bar mitzvah, now that he's a gadol, should he continue counting? Or perhaps we should say, maybe something changed. So the Birka Yosef says that to be choshesh for the shita of the Bahag, he thinks that when the katan becomes a gadol, he can't count Sfira with a bracha anymore. When he was a katan, so then midin chinuch, he was counting Sfira, and he was allowed to make a bracha, because that's the training of chinuch, to count Sfira and to make a bracha. But now that he became a gadol, everything has changed. Why is that? So Zok the Birka Yosef, When the katan was still a katan, so then he wasn't really mechuyev in the svira, but he was counting anyway. He wasn't a mechuyev bedavar. His father was mitzuva to be mechanech him appropriately, so he was counting svira. Now that he's become a gadol, now he is a mechuyev bedavar. We know that an ainu mechuyev bedavar, someone who's not obligated in the mitzvah, can't be motzi, someone who is obligated in the mitzvah. So in a certain sense, the svira that the katan counted before he became a gadol was like the svira of an ainu mechuyev bedavar. So that can't help him when he becomes a mechuyev bedavar, when he becomes a gadol. So since a gadol has to have all of the days of the sphira counted, according to the Bahag, if he misses a day of sphira, he can't continue counting. So this katan who turned into a gadol is like a person who missed a day of sphira, because the days that he counted as a katan can't count, so to speak, right? They don't work for when he becomes a gadol. Since he wasn't a mechuyev bedavar when he's a katan, they can't work for when he's a gadol. So that's why, strangely enough, even though midin chinuch he counts when he's a katan, but once he turns into a gadol, then he can count with a bracha. He should still count, according to the Birkei Yosef, because we have to be choshesh for the position of the Balei Tosfos. Again, according to the Balei Tosfos, that each day of Sfiras Homer is an independent mitzvah, so then even if the katan was not yotzei the mitzvah on day 1, day 2, day 3, etc., but now that he became a gadol, let's say on day 14, then he can fulfill that mitzvah. It's an independent mitzvah. So he certainly has to count. But to be choshesh for the sheet of the Bahag, that once you miss a day of sphira, then you can't continue counting, so you should count without a bracha. Once again, we have this idea of a chumrah, to be choshesh for the sheet of the Bahag. The Shulchan Aruch is choshesh for the sheet of the Bahag if a person forgets to count, if a gadol forgets to count the day of sphira. So then he can't count the next days with a bracha, because maybe the Bahag is correct, that he's lost the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of sphira sahamah. Comes the Birkei Yosef and says, by katan shenis gadol, we should apply the same principle. That the sphira that the katan did when he wasn't a gadol, that was like an einu mechuyev bedavar. So that sphira can't help for when he becomes a gadol, because what an einu mechuyev bedavar does doesn't affect a mechuyev bedavar. So it's as if he missed the first couple of days of sphira. So when he becomes a gadol, he should count without a bracha. This is the big chiddush of the Birkei Yosef. Comes the Minchas Chinuch and he disagrees. He says he thinks that the katan, when he counted sphira, midin chinuch, he was a mechuyev bedavar. Why does the Birkei Yosef assume that he's not a mechuyev bedavar? He was a mechuyev bedavar. So if he was a mechuyev bedavar, midin chinuch, so that sphira that he counted when he was a katan, that can count, that can apply to when he now becomes a gadol. We don't say that the sphira when he was a katan was a sphira betoras ena mechuyev bedavar. No, he was mechuyev bedavar then. So therefore, the sphira that he did can be mitzarif, it can combine with the sphira that he's going to do as a gadol. And even according to the Bahag, we don't have to worry, claims the Minchas Chinuch. L'chora, what the Birkei Yosef and the Minchas Chinuch are disagreeing about is an age-old question. The Rishonim seem to have a debate, as the Achronim explain, what's the din of Chinuch? The fact that we know Chanoch Lanar al-Pidarko, there's a mitzvah for a father, for perhaps for a mother as well, for parents to be mechanech their children. What's the nature of that mitzvah? Should we say that the concept of chinuch simply is a mitzvah on the father to be mechanech the child, on the parent to be mechanech the child? Or should we say, midrabanan, Chazal made the katan into a mechuyev bedavar because the parent is mitzuva to be mechanech the child, to train the child appropriately? Do we say that it's simply a mitzvah on the father? Or do we say, no, the katan becomes a mechuyev bedavar as well, midin chinuch? Rashi and Sukkah on the Beza Medbeis seems to assume that the concept of chinuch simply obligates the father to be mechanech the child. It doesn't turn the katan into a mechuyev bedavar. The father is simply obligated to be mechanech the child. The lashon of Rashi there is that from midin chinuch midrabanan, what's the mitzvah of the chachamim? Sheiz kiko lahargil es hakatan lemitzvah shuroyla. The chachamim required the parent to be margil, to make the child accustomed to the mitzvah. So that he'll be mechunach, he'll be trained appropriately, and he'll be used to mitzvahs. From Rashi, you get the impression that the katan is not a mechuyev bedavar, but rather the idea of chinuch simply is mechayev the parent to train the child appropriately. But not everyone agrees with Rashi there in Sukkah. The Mishnah Megillah, Daf Yutes Amud Beis, writes that hakol ksheim likras es hamegillah chutz mecherushot v'katan. The Tanakama of the Mishnah over there, Rabbi Huda argues, but the Tanakama holds that everyone can read the Megillah. Anyone is kosher to read the Megillah for anyone else, except for Chereshot v'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda Machshe b'Katan, but the Chachamim say that a Katan cannot be motzi the Tzibur. So the Rishonim ask, why is that true? Why can't a katan be motzi aserapim yidei chovasan? We know there's a principle that mechuyah bedavar can be motzi someone else who's a mechuyah bedavar. So over here, the katan is a mechuyah bedavar. The concept of mikra megillah, the mitzvah of mikra megillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. The katan is mechuyah midrabbanan midin chinuch. So derabbanan should be able to be motzi derabbanan. So why do we say, according to the Tanakhama, that a katan is not kosher to read the Megillah for Gedolim, for the Tzibur? It's like a derabbanan being motzi derabbanan. Mechuyav bedavar can be motzi, a person who's on the same level as his chiyav. The Ramban, in his Muhammad Hashem and Brochus, answers that really the answer to the question is that the question never begins. A katan is not a mechuyav bedavar b'chlal. The concept of chinuch doesn't obligate the katan, it obligates the parent to train the katan. So if the katan is not a mechuyav bedavar, then obviously he can't be motzi the tzibur. It's only a mechuyav bedavar who can be motzi other people, but someone who's not mechuyav bedavar can't be motzi. Basically, what the Ramban is saying is the same as Rashi and Sukkah. The Ramban assumes that the katan is not a mechuyav bedavar. But Tosus there gives a different answer. Tosus says that really a katan is a mechuyav bedavar. The reason why he can't be motzi gedolim in the midst of mikra megillah is because the katan is a trei d'rabbanan. That normally, when it comes to all mitzvahs, even mitzvahs d'araisa, the katan is mechuyav midrabbanan midin chinuch. But Megillah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So it's like a trei d'rabbanan. There's a double d'rabbanan over here for the katan. But the gedolim only have a chad d'rabbanan. They don't have a mitzvah of chinuch. The gedolim normally are chayiv in mitzvahs. They have a pure chiyuv. So in mitzvahs d'araisa, they have a chiyuv d'araisa. In mitzvahs d'rabbanan, the chiyuv is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. But they only have a chad d'rabbanan. So therefore the katan can't be motzi the gadol, because a trei d'rabbanan can't be motzi a chad d'rabbanan. According to Tosus, it would appear that the mitzvah of chinuch does obligate the katan. The fact that he had to come on to this idea that a trei d'rabbanan can't be motzi a chad d'rabbanan implies that he assumes a katan is a mechuyav bidavar. But since he's a double d'rabbanan, he can't be motzi the chad d'rabbanan, he can't be motzi the gadol, who only has one chiyuv midrabbanan. So l'chora the nafkemina between the difference between Tosus in Megillah as opposed to Rashi and Sukkah and the Ramban in Brachas, where the chinuch is mechayev just the father, or it actually makes the katan into a mechuyav bedavar in the mitzvah, the nafkamina would be the machlokas, the Birka Yosef, and the minchas chinuch here. Whether a katan, shenisgadol bimei asvira, should he continue counting with the bracha? According to the Birka Yosef, obviously we assume that the katan is not a mechuyav bedavar. So if he's not a mechuyav bedavar, so the counting that he did when he's a katan, that can't help him when he becomes a mechuyav bedavar after he turns into a gadol. So that's why, if you're going to be choshish for the shita of the behag, then the katan should not continue counting with a bracha. He should count to be choshish for the shita of tosis, but he shouldn't count with a bracha, because if he counts with a bracha, then there might be a problem. Right, because it's a problem of an Eidah Mechuyah Bedavar, so to speak, being Motzi Mechuyah Bedavar. It's the same person, but it's a problem that the count that the Katan did when he's an Eidah Mechuyah Bedavar can't be Mitztar if it can't combine to the counting that he's doing when he is a Mechuyah Bedavar after he becomes a Gadol. But if you assume, like the other approach, if you assume that the Katan Taka is a Mechuyah Bedavar, assuming like Tosis and Masech the Megillah, so then the Taka makes sense. If he's a Mechuyah Bedavar, Midin Chinuch, so then maybe his counting when he's a katan can be mitzdareif to his count when he's a gadol. We don't say that he's an einu mechuyav bedavar when he's a katan. No, he really is a mechuyav bedavar. Maybe it's different types of chiyuvim, a chiyuv midin chinuch or a chiyuv meikar adin, but it doesn't really matter. The fact that he's a mechuyav bedavar, so his counting when he's a katan can be mitzdareif, it can combine to his counting when he's a gadol, and then he should be able to continue counting with a bracha. It's interesting if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, he actually adds another wrinkle. He says that even if Sfiras Omer nowadays is a mitzvah d'oraisa, he still thinks that the katan should count with a bracha. Why should that be the case? But if he's only mechuyev midrabbanan midin chinuch, why should he count? Why should he continue counting with a bracha when the chiyev turns into a chiyev d'oraisa? So he quotes Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina. It's quoted in the Mordechai as saying that if a mechuyev bedavar midrabbanan is osi lidei chiyuv daraisa, if he's going to come to a chiyuv daraisa at some point later in the process, so then he's called a mechuyev bedavar even now for that mitzvah daraisa as well. He has a very interesting proof, but that's the principle Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivina has. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that even if he's only mechuyev midrabbanan, but his chiyuv midrabbanan makes him into mechuyev bedavar vis-a-vis the din daraisa that he's going to have later. L'chara, what the Rabbeinu Tuvia is assuming is that since Mitzvot Rabbanan are learned from the Pasuk Lo Sasser, they learn from a Din Daraisa, Mitzvah L'shma Devei Chachamim, apparently the Torah recognizes that there's a concept called Mitzvot Rabbanan. The Torah wants us to follow what the Chachamim tell us, so there is such a concept called Mitzvot Rabbanan. So he can be a Mechuyev B'davar. Vis-a-vis the Din Daraisa, even vis-a-vis a status of Daraisa, he could be a Mechuyev B'davar, even if he only has a Chiyev Mitzvot Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, we treat him as a Mechuyev B'davar. But the one additional wrinkle that the Rabbeinu Tuvia has is that he has to be Osi Lidei Chiyev Daraisa. There's a fascinating combination over here that he has. That he has to be at least a Mechuyev B'davar Midrabanan, but if the Chiyev Darabanan is going to turn into a Chiyev Daraisa at some point in time, so then he's called a Mechuyev B'davar Min HaTorah even now. And that's why the Katan, Chaschenech wants to say, according to Rabbeinu Tuvia, the Katan, even if he is only Mechuyev Midrabanan, Bekatnusa, but when he becomes a Gadol, he'll have a Chiyav Daraisa, if you assume Sfiras HaOmer is a Mitzvah Daraisa, since he's Asi Lidei Chiyav Daraisa, from the beginning when he started the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, he's Asi Lidei Chiyav Daraisa, so he's called him a Chiyav B'davar Min HaTorah from the very beginning. Now, all that we've presented till now is assuming that the Bahag's opinion is that if a person misses a day of Sfira, he can't continue counting because Sfiras HaOmer is one big Mitzvah. Meaning, what the Birkei Yosef is basically saying is he's making two different assumptions. First of all, he's assuming that Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah. And the second assumption is that he thinks that a katan is not a mechuyev b'davar midin chinuch. So he says, putting two and two together, the fact that the katan counted b'katnuso, that's not going to help when he becomes a gadol. Because he wasn't a mechuyev b'davar at that point in time. And since it's all one big mitzvah, so then it's like he missed the day of Sfira. All the days that he counted when he's a katan can't combine to his sphere when he becomes a gadol. So if he's like a mechuyev b'davar, if he's like an ena mechuyev b'davar in the days that he counted b'katnuso, so then all those days are missing days from the sphere. So according to the Bahag, it's not going to be tamimos, and that's why he can't count with a bracha once he becomes a gadol. What does the Minchas Chinuch say? He's disagreeing with one assumption of the Birkei Yosef. He's saying that a katan is a mechuyev b'davar. So if he is a mechuyev b'davar, even if you'll assume that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah, all the days are one big mitzvah, since the katan is a mechuyev b'davar, even b'katnuso, so his counting when he's a katan can be mitzvah if it can combine to his count when he's a gadol, and we don't treat it as though he missed the days. Those days were counted, so the katan can continue counting when he becomes a gadol. But according to the way that we explained the Bahag, Lefi the Rav, last time, there's a much simpler answer, much simpler dechiyah to what the Birkei Yosef is saying. Again, we said there are two ways to understand this position of the Bahag. That either the reason why the Bahag claims that if you miss a day of Sfira, you can't continue counting, is because all 49 days are one mitzvah. That's one way to look at it. That's the way the Prima Gadim explained. That's the way the Sefer HaChinuch explained. But the Rav suggested differently. The Rav said that according to the Bahag, maybe all 49 days of Sfira are independent. Each day is a separate mitzvah, just like the Balei Tosfos. The Bahag agrees to the Balei Tosfos that they're all independent mitzvahs. If that's the case, why does the Bahag say that you can't miss a day, and if you miss a day, you can't continue counting? That's because the Bahag holds that Tamimos requires that you have a continuity in the count. So if you start counting but you miss a day, then you can't count the next day with a bracha. You can't count the next day b'chlal. That's not called a sfira anymore. It's missing in the sfira. It's missing in the continuity of the count. So you can't continue counting once you've missed a day. If you assume like the Rav, so then the psak of the Birkei Yosef doesn't even begin. Again, what the Birkei Yosef was saying is that the katan b'katnuso, his sphere is like the sphere of an ena mechuyev b'davar vis-a-vis his sphere when he becomes a gadol. According to the Rav, it doesn't matter that he's an ena mechuyev b'davar. Not like the Minchas Chinuch. You don't have to say that the katan is like a mechuyev b'davar, even if the katan is an ena mechuyev b'davar vis-a-vis the counting that he does when he's a gadol. Right? He's not a mechuyev b'davar b'chalal. His father is mechuyev to be mechanechim. He's not a mechuyev b'davar at all. Nevertheless, the katan should be able to count with the bracha when he becomes a gadol. Why? Because according to the Rav, as long as the katan has counted when he was a katan, midin chinuch, so the continuity of the count has been preserved. So even if the kiyum mitzvah, even if the real mitzvah only begins when he's a gadol, he's a mechuyev b'davar only when he's a gadol. As long as he's a katan, his father is mechuyev to train him. His mitzvah really begins when he's a gadol, but because he started counting when he's a katan, so then the continuity of the count has been preserved. So even according to the Bahag, who assumes that a Gadol who misses a day of Sfira can't count with the Bracha, he can't count Bechlal afterwards, because the continuity of the count has been lost, he'll say that this Katan who is Nisgadel, even if he wasn't Mechuyev B'davar when he's a Katan, he will be able to count with the Bracha when he's a Gadol. Because as long as he counted when he's a Katan, he's preserved the continuity of the count. So then when he becomes a Gadol, he's a Mechuyev B'davar, then he can start counting as a Mechuyev B'davar, and he can even count with the Bracha.